Crowd News on Rock the Crowd TV.
Welcome to Old News. I'm El Uno.
I'm Travy the Wonder. I'm glad to be here.
I am too.
You know, it took a while, but we get here
when we need to be. This is Old News, where we go over old news that you've never heard or probably don't care about, but you should.
You should definitely be checking the news, but since you're not, you're going to be checking it with us.
There you go.
Ha!
Bam! Yo, so, the first story we got today is a biased test kept thousands of black people from getting a kidney transplant. It's finally changing.
Oh, yeah?
Jasmine Evans had been waiting for a new kidney for 4 years when her hospital revealed shocking news. She should have been put on the transplant list in 2015 instead of 2019. A racially biased organ test was to blame.
Is that the end of the...
That's all we got.
You know how, as black people, we know that they don't differentiate our biology to anybody else's, where they treat us as if we're just another Caucasian
white person. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, our physiology is just different. Mm-hmm. So we know that we're not getting the best treatment in general just because you're not looking at the differences of who we are.
Mm-hmm.
I know that as a, you know, just a black person.
Yeah, I'm not surprised by this story at all. I just wanted to get the, like, saddest one out the way. Because I don't go to the hospital, bro. I don't trust doctors at all. Like, everybody that I've had family members that have had cancer and gotten treated and have been able to, like, continue living and things like that. And it's like, also, bro, what if it, or then I've had cats that haven't. And I've had people that have went to the hospital and been released and then died after they released. Mm-hmm. So it's like, bro, what are you doing as a doctor? You're supposed to know these things that can't affect me or possibly happen. And you just like, oh, well, you know, by our measurements, you look good. And it's like, bro, that's bullshit. Because everything you just said, as racist as our country is and how they treat us anyway. So if we're already secondary citizens, you're not worried about my health.
That's the part. It's if you're not worried about me, and you're supposed to be the person I go to
exactly,
you know, give me better help. And you don't actually care enough to, you know, to investigate try to help me. What's up with
to
me.
To go further.
Or, to look at the different parts of me that could be affected.
Or
you don't care enough.
Poo-poo the things that I'm telling you when I'm telling you this is the problem that I have in me. And you're telling me that you're fixing a different problem that I didn't mention.
Yeah.
The same reason why more black women die during childbirth. You don't respect the pain that we have because why? Because we're not a person? That don't make no fucking sense. Like, if I tell you I'm in pain, why would I be in your office? Why would I be here right now telling you I'm hurting? Like, bro, we don't do pharmaceuticals. That's y'all. Right? Mm-hmm. Like, y'all don't even give them to us as a prescription. So, therefore, bro, how do we abuse them? Huh? But that's the shit y'all say, right? Because we don't need pain medication. You right, because we're not addicted to them. Y'all are. But who be at the hospital all the time getting a prescription pad filled for whatever reason when we can't even get on the fucking kidney transplant list?
Jesus Christ.
Like,
so ridiculous.
Like, you see what I'm saying? I'm like, bro, I don't trust y'all. For all of these reasons that I've seen with my own eyes. No. So, I'm like I said, I'm not surprised by this. I'm glad things are changing.
That's right? What you started it. That's what you started.
I'm glad things are changing, but we gotta speak to the reason they have to change.
Yeah. The fact that we don't even trust you to care. I don't trust you to care.
You're not doing more than your education told you. What did your education tell you? We don't matter.
You know what I mean? And then, you know, if I'm going to you with problems and you know, hit the Google real quick. Same thing I did before I came.
Dude, why am I even here?
There's no point in me coming to you.
I'll be all
right. I know what the Google said. That's why I came to you.
Because you're supposed to be more of an expert than fucking Google.
So, you know, this is the level of care we're going to get.
Mm. So, like I said, I wanted to get the saddest one out the way.
Because
it's not... That's a conversation that should be had way more. And I feel like we only put it on...
We don't have that conversation more because... It's an us conversation, and it's always going to be an us conversation.
while it's an us conversation, we never talk about it as all of us. We speak to the women dying in childbirth. We speak to how women get treated with their menstrual cycles and things like that, and how the doctors go about them. We don't talk about it as a whole, as in, I'm not even going to the doctor because y'all can't diagnose my kidney right.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not even going to go. It's not even, we talk about the people that do go. That's a small percentage of actual people because...
Bro, me, dude, you've known me for so long, bro. Yeah, bro. I have went to the doctors for issues mm-hmm. and got nothing from them, so I just deal with my shit on my own.
The whole time we've known each other, I ain't been to the hospital for me, ever.
You know what I mean? That's crazy.
Like, and I haven't been for me in a long time. You know what? I had this thing that grew over my eye, and they had to cut. It was like a calcium buildup or something, so they had to cut it out. Mm. That was the last thing I did, and I think that was I was 18 or 19.
Oh wow!
I ain't been to the hospital since then, doc. And I fucking had a nail in my head.
What?
A skateboard was hanging on the wall, and I hit the skateboard, and that shit spun, hit me in the head, and
the nail impaled you.
Nigga, it was in my scalp.
And you just pulled it out.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, great.
Nigga, patched it up, bruh. You know what I mean? Cleaned it up with the alcohol. Put my skin flap back down.
Nigga, put my skin
flap. And hope I didn't die at night. Like.
Oh, you are a different level of savage.
But
I don't know. I mean, I might have went to the doctor.
No, but like, I'm saying.
I can understand how you're like, I can just patch this up.
Well, no. Fine, but... I was freaking out.
Okay.
But it was also like, nigga, who's going to pay for the fucking doctor? At the time, I didn't have health insurance. Who's going to pay for the emergency visit?
Nobody.
Like, does my health matter more than the thousands of dollars y'all going to rack up when it's just bleeding? Like, it didn't touch my brain. It just touched my skull. We okay?
I'll grow some meat back over that.
Hey, look, my hair. Still there.
Just took a little chunk out.
We good, man.
We good. You know, it's a little soft spot. Right?
I'm more cognizant about what I hit. You know what I mean? I wear helmets and shit when I ride my bike now.
None of that was good. That's a problem in our community.
But
so thanks, America, for doing a little bit
to make us feel like we might get help at the doctor.
Maybe.
Oh, cool. Moving on. Next story. NBC News parts ways with Rona McDaniel. Her name is Rona? R-O-N-N-A. Is that Rona? Rona? Mm-hmm. Let's say Rona.
Rona sounds better.
Rona's better. Rona's better. Rona McDaniel, following internal backlash. NBC.
I knew a Mona. She was cool.
Monas are typically cool. I don't.
So you've known a Mona too?
Yeah, I never.
It's a common name.
No, it's not. It's common enough to know a Mona.
She was cool,
right? And they're usually pretty cool.
Yeah.
So. Back to the story. NBC News removed Rona McDaniel as political analyst due to concerns over her role in the 2020 election. McDaniel attempted to overturn election results and deny Biden's win, leading to backlash from NBC anchors. NBC faced criticism from its own host for hiring McDaniel, with concerns raised about her attacks on the press.
Hey. This is the straight dope show.
This is the straight dope show.
We don't like her.
This is the straight.
Okay.
Right.
We don't like her.
No. Hey, bruh.
Why did you hire her?
Bruh.
She's not one of us.
Bro.
Hey. We don't like her.
They went crazy.
And then went like this.
They
straight
went
up. As soon as the cameras got rolling, they were like, look, we don't know why they hired them.
They went.
They're not a part of our group. We don't mess with anything that they've done.
Bruh.
We think they're questionable in everything that they do. So, guess they're part of our group now.
Duh,
I've never seen somebody get hired and that would be their response to the coworkers.
Which,
on national television.
I mean, no. Usually,
we don't know why they hired them, but hey.
No, I mean, even if it's usually a level of... respect and decorum?
No.
Even no, like,
we don't respect anything that you did.
No, that's what I'm saying.
We don't respect who you are, how you represent yourself, and we're going to say that since you got hired where we work.
Yeah, because we don't like you.
Really don't like you.
Hey, but that's how you know. I mean, but that's one of those... everybody got that. Everybody's had a job where a person like that has been brought in.
Yeah.
Right?
And everybody gangs up against them. Like, we don't like you.
Exactly. So, the on-air talent...
straight up said.
Hey, because it's also... I'm assuming that she's been out there... You know, because it's Republican National Committee don't like MSNBC.
Yeah.
So, in her speeches, in her talking points... And I'm pretty sure she's taking mad shots at him. So, hey, you on the team.
We hired ops now.
Hey, no, it's like, no,
wait,
you know what?
Wait, that's really what they got on. They got on air and said, apparently we're hiring our ops. More after this.
Bruh, and now I think they did. What's funny is it's like, because you're my colleague now, I'm going to talk to you like my colleague. And I don't respect you for this and for
and
that.
This other thing that you said. there was this one time that I just really need you to clear this up.
Bruh.
Why did you say this? Like,
yeah,
imagine how many times that's going to happen.
It's not no more. She on her way.
Oh, she on her way out already? Oh.
No, look, bruh, parts with. They came together.
And then left. This is actually satisfying because that's kind of hilarious. Why did you hire him in the first place?
A ratings boost. Hey, because
that's all your career meant for us.
Yeah, that's what that's what I think it was though. Because it's like there's no. She's not a known name, right? The Republican National Committee has been the party of Trump since he was president.
Mm-hmm.
So anybody that's been the chair of them or whatever, you don't got no cachet with the general public. People inside your group know, but outside of that, who are you? Bro, that was your job? You mean while Trump was president? So when he was running shit, you was okay with it?
You was all right? You was doing that stuff too?
You're not like...
We just gonna hold you to the fire in every possible way.
And it's like I said, with Michael Steele was had that same job under Bush.
Yeah.
That same kind of fervor for it. He worked there. 10 years later, bro. He got a job because he was cool, bro. He kept it cool.
It was a long time ago.
He kept it cool. Yeah, she fresh off.
Nah, that was not a long time ago.
We hired our ops.
Like you said. Uh-uh.
Like, yeah, so that's it.
I don't know about this one.
I mean, it meant, hey.
And then it didn't last long, which is the funny part.
Like, now, after I thought about it, though. I think it was just a ratings boost.
It might have been. Like, where they use your career against you.
Yeah, because at the same time... it is an election year, too. So she was just...
100% got used like a pawn.
As I think about it,
they probably doing what you doing, where they got to sit and realize what happened in retrospect, where you thought you were getting an opportunity, and no, they just shitted on you more.
Nah, bro.
they gave them an opportunity to shit on you.
They hired you... to allow their on-air talent on their shows. right?
One after the other.
To bring up all the shit you did when bro was president.
And now we got it on tape.
If
you ever decide to come back out here on that
TikTok
same...
ready. We YouTube ready.
We got you.
Yo.
All right? So don't do that. We steps ahead in this game.
Hey, shout out to the executive that made that plan up.
Whoever they was like Shikamaru, bro, just sitting there meditating on how they was gonna destroy these people in this war. It's like, you don't know what you're doing right now. But now that you in my hands, I'm gonna play these cards correctly.
Right. Oh, you no, it was one of them. Oh, she applied?
Oh, word.
Hey, bro.
Smooth. We got you. We gonna do you right. Watch.
Oh, bro, that's... I'm so impressed.
They got paid out.
I'm so impressed by the 4D chess. Because all we thinking about is, bro, they hired her to fire. And it's like, nah, bro, we hired her to get more dirt out on Trump to get a ratings boost and then get rid of her. That's what we did.
And we got so many segments and videos and clips that we can replay out of this. That was beautiful. That worked flawlessly. Look at us. We're talking about it.
Again, shout out to him, bro. Shout out to that executive.
Was Rodzinowski, was he the one who was doing this? Or was it
the basketball dude that does the agent stuff. Where he's, well, he was right about one of them. He was like, I can't remember which one, but it was one of these. It was one of them moments. Like, yeah.
That's funny as hell.
Y'all know about me.
All right, next story.
That's funny.
New York trash revolution targets overflowing waste and the rats feasting on it. You know what?
At least we have rats that will feed on our waste. Is that what they said?
That sounds so New York. That sounds exactly what they would say. Like, I feel like they would spit it, and you'd be like, bro, fuck you.
I got rats to feed on y'all waste. It's like, what?
The rats love us. We loved out here. Whoa, that took a left. Over 200,000 pounds.
Lock in on reading.
Over 200,000 food-selling businesses in New York must use hard-lidded bins for their garbage, inspired by container systems in other cities. Okay. Residential buildings will adopt the new containers by 2026, leading to the loss of 150,000 workspaces or parking spaces.
Jeez, for real? That's a lot of parking spaces in New York.
Plans are in place to recycle all food waste into compost or energy sources, aiming to increase recycling rates in the city. I like how they try to spin it at the end.
But you know what? I'm okay with that. Like you said, how they trying to spin it to let you know we're doing this for you. We are helping you with your rat waste problem. Because they have some super biocomedic, rats out
there.
You
seen the rat dragging the pizza.
I seen a rat dragging another rat under a fucking garbage can.
Was he about to fight him? Or what?
No, he was about to eat him.
Oh, shit.
Dragging another full-grown rat. So how big was he?
That's a different type of rat like, problem.
Hold up, that's like a T-Rex about to eat another smaller dinosaur.
Bruh.
Right? He's a rat that we're talking about.
That's a different level where your rats are cannibals. Like, when the rats start eating other rats, bro, you know it's different. It's a different game.
We didn't even see how big it was. You just saw the eyes of it, and as it was dragging the thing, it was like a monster. Because as I'm saying this, people are going to probably find that clip and be like, I remember what he talked about. I know what he's saying. You don't see it. You just see how big the rat it's dragging under is. All right? It's enough.
Yeah, I'm good.
Exactly. New York got a whole nother thing. So if y'all are talking about y'all waste to rats issue.
Y'all need hard-lidded bins.
It'll take up 150 parking spaces around
the thousand.
City. 150,000 parking spaces. Let me say that correctly. That's a lot of parking spaces.
150,000
parking spaces in New York.
That ain't got parking already.
Exactly. But because we have such a waste problem and such a rat problem, we got to make sure that we do this. We need to kill these off. We got to starve them out. They don't get into this.
They're doing so much to deal with their waste problem, and I don't think any of it's helping. They hired
This might actually help because they're copying other cities that don't have the type of rat issues that they have. So they're catching on somehow.
I think the biggest issue is not it's the way that the city is design and how those operations go. We from Sacramento.
Yeah,
like, true. We from the Valley, brother. We can put our can out on the street, garbage truck pull by, then he ain't get out.
Yeah.
Throw that shit in the back and keep pushing, right? Man. Over there, bro, they got street parking, and somebody got to hop off the back of the truck to go to the can, feel me?
Pull
it out or just throw it in the back, right? Yeah. So then I'm thinking of all of the cost that's going to incur along with losing the parking spaces. Because if your garbage bill going up, dog, like, there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. Yo, whatever your garbage bill is right now is going up because they need new trucks. They need new cans.
They need new everything. But the problem in your city is such a big thing that this needed to happen anyway. So,
but I hear you, I feel like there is a point in time where somebody could foresee this happening, right? And they proposed all of these things. hard lid bins. We need to switch up how we collect garbage.
And they never did it.
No, because of the cost.
Yeah.
So now,
the cost is even more exuberant. We got to do it now. We ain't gonna have no solution in general.
Or it's gonna be Rat City.
Yeah, literally. And like I said, we have super biocometic genetic.
Super Yo, y'all rats. Got Master Splinter down there, bruh. Y'all got Master Splinter and
we
his
got
cousins.
Master Splinter and.
Master Splinter and the gang, bruh.
And soon we will have Mutant Ninja Turtles if y'all don't start.
Let's like, go.
And we'll figure it out.
Hey, to be fair though.
Nah, bruh.
To be
nah.
fair though. Hey, if we could get a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle that speak English, I might just be okay with that. Like, if we got to get rid of New York for a teenage, a real one, just
get
one.
Get rid of New York.
Because it's given to the rats. So if you can... If you give it New York to the rats, right? I would trade that for a team of Mutant Ninja Turtles, bro. No, I'm just saying.
No, absolutely.
That would be lit. They could tour.
No.
They could tour. They better be all around the country. They could be fighting crime while they touring.
Oh, my goodness.
This is all because New York don't deal with their trash problems.
We're ridiculous. But, yeah, seriously, let's get it together. It wasn't that hard to get better bins. That's really what the solution that they came up with. Let's just get some better bins.
I mean,
you better, know, no, let's better, store it better.
Yeah, pretty much.
That was their only solution, and that, you know.
Well, no, and they also paid for the rat guy. You didn't hear about that? Oh, that's a super old news story before he was doing old news. When they was like $150,000 to be the rat king in New York and help him with a rat problem.
Oh, wow.
Like, cashed out, bruh. Fighting rats every day.
I understand.
Like a Ghostbuster.
But I understand. Because when your rats can drag other rats.
Yo, when your rats can drag a pizza up the stairs. Like, it's not for him. He didn't steal this pizza for him. He picked this pizza up for the gang, but they up the stairs.
So and I got to get it back to them. So Master Splinter is bringing food for the
gang, bro.
For the gang. And we watching it in live time.
And recording him. Hey, dog. He like, stop videotaping me. You see me working?
Yeah. All right,
moving on. I could laugh at this for hours. 4 hours. The next story. Lego asked police department to stop using toy heads on suspect photos.
Toy heads?
Marietta police established a new policy regarding the posting of arrestees' photos on Instagram in response to community requests. The department started using Lego heads and emojis in their weekly roundup posts to comply with the law while still engaging with Marietta residents. So this point's not on there, but Lego was like, "Hey, dog, stop putting my shit on your
stop
criminals.
Stop putting my stuff." Yo, that's not how we use our things over here. That's not how we promoting us. Literally,
yeah.
What you doing? We not.
We
cool
not
with
that.
We not with that. Why did they do it in the first place?
To cover their faces in
just in general.
Uh huh.
So instead of just bleeping it out with the regular, you know.
Well, they wanted to get engagement.
So they wanted to use Legos and emojis. So, and why did the police department need engagement?
to be a positive impact in the neighborhood. So
you know how you can be a positive impact in the neighborhood?
Stop crime.
Get out into the neighborhood.
Nah, bro.
And get to know the people that you supposedly protecting.
We could just pay our social media manager to put emojis on people's mugshots so they know what the shoulders look like of the criminals that we arrested.
The shoulders.
Well, not
because we're doing this not for the actual.
Really, they were posting the they were posting the mugshots without pictures over them.
Okay.
But there was a change in policy after community requests to hide the faces because I assume they was putting their drunk drivers on there and they was putting.
Random people from the city.
Whatever they, whoever they, I'm assuming it's a small town.
Yeah.
So whoever they arrested throughout that week, getting their face posted,
posted in the thing, and that's not cool for them.
so they
tried to be cool about it.
Exactly.
Exactly. The funny part about this story is, if I was a part of this at the police department, I'd be like, "Yo, this was dope." I'd have been like, "Yo, this was a cool time for us." Right. You know what I mean? Odd ending. You know what I mean? But looking from the outside in, it's like, what are you guys doing down there?
Again,
this was even necessary.
We engaging with our community. We trying to get engaged. We trying to meet people where they are and engage with them and let them know
about
that we're doing
about
our policing.
Get into your community.
We did. That's how we arrested these cats, to put the emoji on them. But we wanted to show their shoulders to people that might not know that we be out here doing work.
When I say get out into the community, I mean show up at a random basketball game for the kids. Take a day, one of your days off. Go to
you said a day off, bro.
One of your days off.
Nah, bro.
The whole office is going down to the local something, and we putting on something for the community. That's how you get involved in the community. On your off day.
Nah, bro. See, I work for the community, I'm not gonna do anything.
That's not how it works. Because crime don't stop. When you working, but on your off days you got leisure time to come down and be a part of your community, so they know you, and you don't have to do no stupid stuff like put little emojis and Legos for engagement on your TikTok videos.
I mean, but we was getting the followers up. All right, moving on. This is not supposed to be funny, but it is, just because. A nine-year-old driver leads California police on short chase. A nine-year-old boy took his family's car and attempted to drive himself to school, leading to a brief chase with police.
Oh, wow.
The boy reversed and hit a patrol vehicle, resulting in minor damages but no injuries.
Oh, man.
The incident serves as a reminder about the importance of driver responsibilities in discussing the dangers of unauthorized driving with children. Hey, bro, my question.
How did that end?
They stopped him and he hit the police car.
Damn.
He said, I want to know, did he get away?
If he got away, though, that would have been crazy.
Nah, bro, he was going to school, so there's so many things to unpack in them three sentences.
All right, so he was 9 years old.
He was nine, and he wanted to go to school.
He had responsibility on his mind.
Feel me?
All right, first and foremost.
Feel me? He was trying to get his done right
by what I need to do in the day.
They not taking me, dog. I'm going.
All right,
we got cookies today. I'm going. This reading circle day, I'm going.
Reading circle day. I got to turn in my book report.
Like, I've been reading this thing all week. I didn't do that for nothing. I'm going.
My card been on green all week. I miss it today.
So
if I make it today, I get 5 little cards in the
in the pizza party. The pizza party. Like, bro, y'all tripping. I'm going.
Or the candy draw. Yeah. I get the candy draw. I gotta get to school. This is important.
Bro, so that's number one.
So he hit a car. He was probably like, oh, shit.
Yeah, hey, that's... Hey, I personally feel like he made it all the way to school. And the cops pulled up behind him. And he's like, oh, he panicked.
He was close. He was close. It was like, nah, I'm almost there.
So, yeah, I thought that was just something funny to laugh at.
Little 9-year-old boy, what are you doing, child? I'm trying to get to school. Shit.
Flipping out. Son, I'm trying to get there.
Me. Y'all beat me for getting my education.
What you want?
And go stop crime or something. I'm trying to apply myself. What are y'all doing? Just got some donuts to eat, copper.
Little kid wildin', son.
Wildin', that's just, he's trying to get to school. He ain't wildin', he was trying to be responsible. What you mean? You're y'all right. Stopped me. Y'all tried to stop me, bro. I wasn't doing anything wrong.
All it was they looked over and it was like, is that a child?
Is that a child in the car?
Hey.
What is happening? Hey, what y'all looking at me for? I did nothing wrong. I know I was following all the rules, bro.
I was cruising about 15-25 right down the street.
That's why he didn't stop, bro. When them lights went up, he was like, I didn't do anything.
Oh my god.
Oh fuck.
Yep. That fits. That fits, Doug. The short chase, bro. He was up the street. He was just going to school. Just
trying to get to class, man.
Perfect attendance ruined.
What if that child was stressing, bro?
Bro, can we get the body cam footage? Can I please get the body cam footage? I want to see him step out the car like, bro.
I'm sick of this shit.
Oh my god.
Just stressed out. I mean, I'm trying to get to class, man. What are y'all doing?
To be fair, I feel like 9-year-olds can drive. Was he, how tall was he? Like, can he, if he, hey,
he's 5'1.
If
know
he's
what
smart
I mean?
Enough to move the seat up so he can touch the pedals, bruh.
He's 5'1. I like short chicks. So I see. They be making it work. If they can make it work, then, you know, he can make it work. Shit.
Bro, he's sitting on some books. He got the pedals. He got the seat pushed up. He good.
I didn't do anything wrong. I followed all the street signs.
I'm just going to school.
I'm almost there.
Bro, you don't have a license, huh? Like,
why are y'all worried about that? There are real criminals about.
There's real crime happening. I was about to make it safe.
And, almost there.
And you know what's funny? Was okay, this might not be funny, but I think it's funny. Because what if he drives himself to school all the time?
If he was bold enough to get in a car, he definitely drives around in general, just in town. This was the time he got caught and was like, nah, I can't get caught. I got stuff to do.
I feel like he drives himself to school every day. And
he got responsibilities. This kid is... I can't get caught, bro. My parents already know what I'm doing. They ain't trying to deal with me. Like, you fucking my shit up. You blowing me up. What are you doing, bro? I'm trying to get to school.
Yo, shout out to him, bro. So, like, that's it.
Well, responsible ass kid. Shout out to you. Stopping him from getting where he needs to get to in life.
Stopping these kids from growing.
Shit, when it's dogs getting on trains and shit, we make stories out of it and say it's beautiful and it's amazing. Little child is trying to get to class.
He doing what we tell him to do.
There's no reason he needs to be in school, all right? He made it a point to make sure that he got there on time.
Alright, I ain't got nothing else to add. I'm gonna just keep laughing.
I'm okay.
Yo, thank you for watching this on Rock the Crowd TV. I'm El Uno.
I'm Travie the Wonder.
This has been old news, man. I hope you learned something. Shout out to the kids. Teach your kids to drive so they can go take themselves to school.
That didn't work out for him. What are you talking about?
You don't know how many times he's done this until now.
He
might have been driving since he was 7, bro. You
don't know. Parents probably got in trouble, bro. Not him. Moving on. Let's wrap this up.
So teach your kids how to drive on phone books and look like an adult with their hands at 10 and 2.
I think it said put disguises on them.
Give them the schoolboy hat and the glasses with the nose.
I just cannot today.
All right. Again, I'm El Uno.
I'm Travie the Wonder.
This is old news.